Yeah, definitely. You know, Cairns are a talented team, well coached and well drilled team, and we expect it to come down to, you know, the final possessions. And I think, you know, that's when your group gets tested, when your character gets tested. And I think, you know, over the years, this club's been all prided themselves in winning those situations. So, yeah, went through a number of those scenarios today, and yeah, some of them came off and some of them didn't. But we'll watch a video on that.
How unique is he compared to everyone else? Wanted to share the ball around?
Yeah, you know, I guess in a way, you know, Bryce is very talented, but he shares the ball as well. Machado has obviously led the league in assists, and something that a Taipans player has never done before. So I know all those guys are really buying into their roles, and I think, you know, he spoon feeds a lot of that.
Is it fair to say he's one of the most respected guys amongst your playing group, or even yourself playing against him?
Yeah, 100%. You know, he goes out, he plays hard. You know, there's no trash talk or anything like that involved. He's just going out there to do his job.
We're hearing violent on the hard shows out there. Like, how much of it has it been just so, the pick and roll so important this week?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, he spends a lot of time in pick and roll situations. And, you know, that's when they're at their best, with the ball in his hands and him making plays. So, obviously, one of our jobs is to get the ball out of his hands and try to limit that as much as possible.
When you know that you're linking up against him, who do you spend a lot of time just focusing on how you can compare Bryce to him in terms of the way they play and what you can do against Bryce out there that might translate over towards Machado?
Yeah, it's mainly video, watching a lot of tape, game after game, and the guys here at the club, you know, support staff and things like that, do an excellent job of getting us tape and film on, you know, Machado in situations where he's exceptionally good and then in situations where he's just good. So, you know, there's no real bad possessions for him. You know, he throws dimes, and that's why everyone loves playing with him, and looking forward to the task playing against him.
When you look back, they've got a winning record against you this year. Can you figure out at the moment why it's been a big issue for you there?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're just, well, like I said, they're talented. You know, they got 9-10 shooters on the floor. You know, Nate's probably the only one that can't knock down the three ball at a consistent rate, but, you know, he does his damage inside, and I think, you know, that's like a, like I said, everyone buys into their roles, and I think that's why they're so tough to defend.
How much are you enjoying starting and knowing that the coach has got you back and wants you to start even though Dame is back?
Yeah, you know, it's great to start. At the end of the day, we're all here to win, so if that's what it takes, you know, I'll put my hand up and I'll start, but, you know, if they want to make a change, they can make a change, but my role won't change significantly. You know, I've got to come out there and be aggressive and get after, you know, Machado and Kenny and Newbull and things like that. So really looking forward to that part of it.
Your role doesn't change over these last 2 years you've been here, but your minutes have fluctuated within the first year. Can we look back to last year now that you are starting, do you feel way more confident heading into this final series?
Yeah, obviously last year, you know, I missed the semi-finals with injury as well. So obviously a little nervous, you know, coming into that grand final and things like that. But yeah, I think the minutes, when you know you're getting stable minutes night in and night out, you know, you get a good feel for the game, and I think that's probably where I've most improved this year.
Did you feel like you were, like, when you go into finals when you're injured last year, was your head sort of spinning a bit, am I going to play, am I going to play, what do I focus on?
Yeah, I was dead set, I was playing. Medical staff might have thought otherwise, but yeah, you know, I was pretty close with the semi-final with Brisbane. But, you know, we got through that in two, which was great. Gave me a little extra time to rest up. But when that grand final rolled around, I knew I was going to suit up.
So personally, do you look back on last year's final series as a confidence booster, knowing what to expect now that you've won a title, or did you not get enough experience from it because you were injured up for a fair portion of it?
Yeah, no, you definitely get a lot of experience from that. Game in and game out, there's little changes here and there, and I think last year, you know, we did a great job of picking up things on the fly and adding them into our games, obviously short turnarounds and things like that. So locking into scout and, you know, picking up, you know, how they're guarding Bryson on ball compared to myself or Damo and things like that. And I think we did a great job of that last year, and we're starting to put some of that into place now.
How much has Damo come to you, or have you worked together building the scout for, or just personally, how would you go against Machado? Have you been leaning on him at all?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. You know, they'll be talking about the play, and they might tell us to be quiet here and there just because we're non-stop talking about how we're going to, you know, guard Machado on a step up or a drag and things like that. And I think any time you can learn from, you know, one of the best in the game and the best to do it, why not?
Cheers, Mitch. Thanks.